Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Late Night Girls. How are you? How are you? Oh,
hey.
Boy. Hopefully everyone is enjoying themselves on this Tuesday. How's it going, Jen?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good.
Cool.
Sorry, I'm just like, it's just been like the longest day ever for me, so I'm just like getting everything together. How you been? How's your week?
Oh, good.
You
got another 30 minutes to go, too, on this show, so don't give up on us yet.
I'm good. I'm here.
Hey, look, am I having feedback or am I sounding okay right now? People, let me know what you hear. People, let me know.
I hear you okay. Do you hear me okay?
Yep. Everything's good. Everything's cool. I will tell you one thing. It is like one of the hottest days ever. And I know, was it yesterday that was supposed to be like one of the hottest days? It is so hot. Like, my ceiling fan is not working for me anymore in my living room. Works, but it's not working for me.
Oh, the ceiling fan.
Yeah, I feel like it's not helping at all. Like, I feel like it's circulating, like, maybe just the warm air. And I have this other fan.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Yep, I have this other fan that's in my room, the baby fan that I brought in. That was supposed to be my nail fan, and I'm using it. It's actually saved my life, but it's still not as cool as I'd like for it to be, but it's working. So, yeah. I mean, there's only so much you can do when you're too hot to do something. I mean, it really slows me down. It slows anybody down. It makes you want to move in slow motion. You just really don't know what's going on. And I'm just like, okay, all right. Lord, help me get through this, even this show right now, because I was hot and bothered and, you know, trying to do the show right when you're burning up. I mean, it's okay, though. Thank God I'm able to do the show anyway, and because of the circumstances that we're in.
The heat, really?
Yeah.
The heat shouldn't stop the show.
No. We do this show, rain or shine, hot or cold, doesn't matter. Like, we're good. We do it. As long as we're in our right mind to do it. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, it definitely was hot today. Oh, it's a heat wave.
Hot ain't
supposedly a heat wave.
Hot is not the word. Oh, my gosh. You know, but I'm going to continue to let this one little fan just blow on me. Thank God Trent is not right now, because I don't know what to tell him. Like, you know, it'd be a bad situation for both of us to be trying to sit in front of this fan and hear this, you know, both of us will be trying to sit in front of this fan and fight for the air. And I'm going to be like, no, Trent, no. So, God knew what he was doing.
Crazy.
Oh, my God. This is such a random thing, but I just got a text message. You know, somebody was asking me for a little fashion advice. There's an all-white sandal with a wedge heel on it. It's got a little bit of silver in it, just on the buckle. You know how you buckle the little piece?
Yeah.
That's the only little silver part. And they're saying, can they wear gold jewelry like they planned on? Because they wanted to wear all white It's an all-white event that they're going to, and they wanted to do all gold jewelry with the white. But that was the only shoe that they could find with that little piece of silver on the buckle. Jen, what do you think? Because I know you're Miss Fashionista as well. So, you know.
Is it very noticeable if it's a little bit of silver? I think if it's not that noticeable, I don't think it will be such a big deal. But now it's like there's big buckles that are silver and maybe it might crash. But they're thinking about the jewelry. I think they're thinking a little too much about it because I don't go that far unless it's like the jewelry really stands out. But
yeah.
If it's a little buckle, I don't think it should be a big deal.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, this is just too small to even worry about. Like, it's, yeah. Matter of fact, I'm going to text it to you just so you can see. But I think if they can go ahead and wear their regular jewelry that they're going to wear. Because this is just so small, and her dress is going to be kind of long, the white dress. So it may even cover it. That nobody even cares about this one little silver buckle.
No. It's not going to be noticeable at all. That's ridiculous. It's just a little buckle.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sure, don't even worry about that.
I hope they're listening. You're listening in?
Yeah,
right. Don't worry about the buckle.
So I'm responding, yep, that's not going to be a problem at all. See, we're always giving advice no matter what.
That's right. Love, fashion, life, anything. Actually, anything.
Now, if only we follow our own advice, you know, we'd be great.
You know what? We should do a show like that because, to tell you the truth, I give great advice. I do not follow my own advice. And I have to say the same for Marita. Marita, you give me wonderful advice. You always do.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
Now, if you took your own advice, that's a different story. But
all right. Hallelujah. Today's show, think about taking our own advice. Today's show is called Crazy in Love. Oh, my gosh. Like, this is going to be awesome. We're going to talk about, you know, our crazy stories and share some of the craziest things that we've done while being in love, because we all know that we can get caught up and all that, and, you know, sometimes there's nothing you won't do for the person that you love, you know, and I know I've done some crazy things, so we're going to talk about that. What's cool, what's not cool, you can definitely call into the show, 323-792-2900, baby, and let us know what is the craziest thing that you've done while being in love, and, you know, You can, you know, not tell us your real name if you want, and you don't want to be caught in the show. You don't want anybody to know. We understand. It's cool. We got it, because I wouldn't want to tell somebody half the things that I've done either. Nay. I'm still, you know, trying to hide some of the things that I've done.
Like last week. Should we share that story? No, I'm kidding. You're like,
what
are you talking about?
Girl,
I'm
yes.
Kidding, girl,
like,
I'm
oh,
kidding.
Wait, we didn't discuss that yet.
You had to think about it. He was like, wait a second, what did I do last week?
Oh, my goodness. You know what I'm just looking at right now? Huh? Girl, I might have messed up when scheduling this show today.
Oh my goodness, what happened?
Well, folks, we're scheduling the show today, and you know, God knows I should have done it way in advance. Anyway, this is called lack of being prepared. There's a step that I missed from my lap. I was on my iPad when scheduling the show. So basically, what's about to happen is this show is going to end in 5 minutes.
Oh my gosh!
And I'm trying to see.
What time did it start?
What do you mean, what time did it start?
You scheduled a 15-minute show?
Yes, instead of a 30-minute show. I mean, the good thing is we could keep talking and it could still, we could still have a longer show. But will they be able to hear it all live after we go off? No.
Probably not. So tell us your craziest story.
Okay. I apologize, folks, for, you know, rushing the show along because of my lack of not paying attention on that particular one.
It happens to all
of us. You know, I've done some crazy things for the person that I love. I mean, I go all out, you know, and whether things are going my way or not. I mean, I've probably scratched some cars, you know. I've probably and people, I wouldn't recommend you do this at home on your own because these are things that I might have done, but, you know, I don't recommend that you do this. Take
Please
my
don't
advice.
Do it at home, guys.
I did follow my own steps, okay? Never scratch anyone's car, no matter how upset you get. That is just a no-no. Don't scratch
don't
bust the tires. I've never done
all of
that.
Don't put sugar in the tank.
Yeah, don't put sugar in the tank, you know, because your emotions at the moment, you're so caught up in the moment, and it may cause you to do some crazy things because you really love this person, and if things aren't going right, and they try to break it off with you, et cetera. This is more going into the fatal attraction zone.
That's the psycho zone. You don't want to be there, guys.
Yeah, so this will call it crazy, borderline, psycho, in love with this person. There's just something that you just don't do. It's just not cool. And it may sound cool and seem cool at the moment when you're doing it. But no, don't bust anybody's windows out their car. Don't scratch the side of their car or their truck up. Oh, no. But I've definitely done that. And so I am not proud of that. That is not a proud moment for me. So please, people, don't do that. Other things that I've done for people is, for someone that I thought that I was crazy in love with was, you know, run away with them and take a plane ride to another state and leave.
Oh, my gosh.
You just leave everything, just leave life behind and say, you know what, the heck with it, it don't matter, we'll start over, sure.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, what, really? Yes, really.
But, hey, it worked out.
I have to write a book about some of the things that I've done, you know, while being so-called crazy in love. Now, what about you, Jim? We got one more minute, and you got to tell us something. God.
One
about
minute,
me right
well,
now.
I have not done all that crazy stuff, but I've done some crazy stuff. I don't know why I can't remember right now. They say Hispanics are crazy. We are, and I am.
What?
But I can't remember. No, seriously, like I can't even think of nothing. The only thing that I think is crazy is like I fell in love in 3 months. I think that's one of the craziest things I've done.
Oh, my God. You want to get married in 3 months?
I didn't say get married, but, hey, if it happens. But that was, like, one of the craziest things.
In that moment, would you marry me now? Do you think you'd do it?
I'll answer that if they ask me.
See? Okay.
Well, it looks like we have 1 minute left.
Oh, my gosh.
Are we closing out?
Should we or should we continue? Decision. You know, we might as well just close on out.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, folks, this is the shortest show in history. Love you for listening, though. I do see a couple folks online. You can go back if you want to listen to the craziest one or two things that we did in love. And then we can also still talk about it on next week as well. But we've got a natural hair segment coming up soon, too, in about 2 weeks. So we'll talk
about
that.
I'm excited about that one.
Yeah, I'm really really excited. It's Coiled, Confident, and Chic with Patrice Jolene. So stay tuned for that one. Actually, whatever date August 4th is, that's when she's coming on to the show. So, you know, we love you, babes. And if nobody else told you they love you, God does too. Thank you so much for tuning in to the shortest show ever on the Late Night Girls. And have a wonderful, wonderful week. Okay, people? Bye-bye. We didn't even play a song.
Bye.
We are just horrible tonight.
No, we're not. I think it was a great show, Marita.
Yes. Bye, y'all.
Take care. Stay cool. Bye.